Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. You can support this channel through PayPal and Subscribestar at the links below, as my YouTube channel's been demonetized and I don't know how long I can keep making this series of videos. Any and all donations are helpful. Nothing is too big or too small. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, Profit Specialist Group. Why let some woman use her points to fly her dog to Fiji first class? If you're a business owner, stop paying for your customers' reward points, bonus air miles, and cash back. Robert Rivera is a fellow MGTOW that helps businesses that take credit card payments get rid of those fees you pay to the bank. If you're accepting credit cards, he can save your company $6,000 or more annually on the fees. Watch the tutorial video or visit the Cash is King CC website. The sponsor links are in the description. Anyways, now on with the memes. Number one, we have women's desperation starting to show, as a woman felt jealous of her boyfriend's doll, so she spent $11,000 to look exactly like it, and he loves it. The robots are coming for their jobs and their men as well. We're witnessing the rise of the simp economy. As for this woman, it's all about competition anxiety, and remember, the doll doesn't care about the wall. The one that does is the women. Up next, we have the new socialist female mayor of Toronto, asking people in the city to open up their homes as rental units for refugees, because the shelters are full. In 10 years, if they introduce CBDCs, they'll probably try and freeze your bank account unless you move into your basement and let the refugees sleep upstairs in your bed. Remember that Bitcoin fixes this. Number three, you know that AI is coming for the jobs of photo and video editors, and Adobe makes Premiere and Photoshop software. And if it kills the jobs of their customers, then they too will be out of a job. I'd say learn to code, but AI's doing that as well. Looks like they're having their very own Kodak moment. Looks like there'll be a lot of woke workers soon to be unemployed because of AI. Moving on is a meme showing you what the Barbie movie is really for. It's to influence the young impressionable girls that there's a thing called the patriarchy, and that men are bad. I miss the good old days when Barbie was just a voodoo doll for little girls, to teach them about becoming career women. Today it's there to teach them about feminism. Number five, we have a foreign woman saying that we need to teach white racists, that immigrants of color need to return to their countries, and then when they do that, white people will starve, because they won't have doctors, lawyers, engineers, chefs, and cleaners. Well, it's a good thing that 90%+ of the farmers are white. Then we won't have to starve. If they leave, just imagine the subway trains. They will be quiet again. Up next, we have Jordan Peterson telling men to man up and get over that wall into marriage, bucko. Clearly, he's not warning young men about divorce, the family courts, alimony, and gynocentrism. He's wearing his love goggles that blind him from the bad aspects of both his wife and daughter. Never take advice about women from a married man or one in a relationship. That man is still too high on queefs to see clearly. He shames men to become part of that rigged system. That's why they don't censor him. Number seven is a comparison between women in the 1960s versus modern women. They get tattoos because they want to be like Chad. Chameleons for him. But their bodies end up looking like the inside of a bathroom stall. This is what they call hoflation. Women went from being trad wives to trash. With all those tattoos, they look like crumpled up newspapers. They went from being wives and mothers to whiskey and tattoos. Number eight, we have a TikToker that shared her story after escaping a conservative household. This woman's glow up includes colorful highlights, light colorful nails, and probably a much higher body count. Let's not forget the antidepressants, as well as cats. She was once cute, and now she looks like Bozo the Clown with all that color making her glow. Moving on is 17-year-old Toby Addison, getting kicked out of the gym for staring at women. But here's the kicker. He's blind. Even when he explained himself, the women didn't believe him. He was labeled an incel creep and kicked out. The reason he was pointing his face in their direction was probably because he could smell something and thought to himself, who brought the tuna to the gym? We need to spread the slogan, believe all blind men. Number 10 is a thirsty man that drove 400 miles to meet a woman from Facebook, and it was just a rival football team playing a prank on him. Back in the day, football hooligans used to fight each other in the streets. Now they're at least being a little bit more civil. This guy has unlocked a new level of desperation. I guess it's in the paper, so his wife found out. I wonder if his wife divorced him from the embarrassment alone. Up next, we have a mother that's been crying nonstop after trolls sent X-rated pictures of her to her family. I guess she shouldn't have joined Lonely Fans. These trolls were doing the Lord's work. But why is she really crying? Did she forget to make her family members subscribe or something? Also, look at her pictures. Doesn't her face look freshly airbrushed to you? It does to me. Number 12, we have a woman asking if she's the only one that gets her groceries like this. I guess this is what more women are willing to do in the future for attention as the sex robots take their men away. Soon many of them might start wearing wooden shoes that make clickety-clack sounds so you can hear them make their presence from anywhere in the aisle in the store. Anything for attention now. Next up, we have a woman telling everyone on camera about being a victim, and then a man grabbed her by the neck. But I don't see a neck. I see a trunk, like a tree. Her neck is resting in the cupboard. If that guy did grab her by what passes for a neck, then he probably used a hula hoop. Either that or that guy had gargantuan hands. If she stays away from the Twinkies, she might have a neck one day. Number 14 is some Chad making a great point. Instead of hating gay people, we need to celebrate them. That they're leaving more women for the straight men. Plus, besides not being into women, they also take another dude with them. But I don't think this is true because gay men surround themselves with bitch gay besties that you have to get the approval of before you can get with one of these women. Number 15, in case you didn't hear about Gonzalo Lira, also known as Coach Red Pill, he publicized his escape from Ukraine on social media before he tried to escape the country. How dumb do you have to be to do that? Telling the authorities that you're going to commit a crime before you do it with everyone there to see it. He even tried crossing the border at the border crossing instead of just making a run for it across a river or the woods. This needs to be inducted into the Dumb Criminals Hall of Fame. Moving on, we have a 75-year-old woman saying that she's reversed aging, and that people say that she looks like a 20-something. Which people? Maybe the blind guy from one of the earlier memes. She looks good for 75. She might pass for late 50s or early 60s, but she needs to give up the dream of looking young again. She's probably looking for a rich sugar daddy. Number 17, apparently men have better sex with emotionally unstable women. I could have told you that, but really, how many emotionally stable women do you actually know? But the women that are great in bed make terrible partners. This is another one of those articles that wants to prove that water is still wet. A relationship with such a woman is unstable as well and very tiring. Up next is Zana Dart, and she was a vegan that died of starvation. You can either be carnivorous and alive, or dead and vegan. Unless, of course, you take your vitamin B supplements. There were no vegans a few hundred years ago in the West because they had nutrient deficiencies. Eat your red meat unless, of course, you have psoriasis. Then it'll give you even more problems. She also looks like she had quite the meth body going on there. Number 19 is a woman shaming men by saying that if they leave their partners after she cheats on him, that he was never a real man. Because a real man would work through and help the woman become even better. A real man accepts all the woman's flaws. According to the studies, 50 to 85% of cheaters cheat again, and less than 13% of marriages survive after infidelity. The only reason she probably thinks the man should work things out with the cheating female is because she hasn't found a good man to monkey branch away to yet. Number 20 is the most viewed post I've ever made on Twitter, or X as it's now called, with over 11 million views. It triggered a bunch of leftoids that demanded I take it down. In reality, the height of men in penis length has been going up over the years and not down. I asked people if this is happening in my post, and people thought I was making a statement instead of asking a question. People need to chill. Number 21 is carbs for me, but not for thee, Lizzo. She's accused by former dancers of sexual harassment and weight shaming. One of them was so scared of losing her job that she soiled herself during a 12-hour rehearsal. The sexual harassment is pretty crazy, as apparently she demanded that her dancers shove bananas up their poop chutes, and then made them eat said fruit. Looks to me like Lizzo might be a lesbo. If she is, then my bad. Up next, we have something showing the political identities of 12th grade boys these days. The percentage identifying as conservative is 23%, while the liberal number is only 12%. But this doesn't matter. All that matters is the number of females identifying and voting as conservatives, because that's who's going to vote more. But still, the next generation of right-wing men are going to be more extreme and ruthless than those who came before them. I see American fascism coming at some point. Number 23, if you're wondering why the woke mind virus is spreading so quickly, then just take a look at what some mothers are reading to their children. The kid doesn't even know what these words mean, and this woman is so indoctrinated into the progressive cult that she's reading a book about abortions to they, them, or her. She's probably trying to raise the kid as a gender-neutral one, too. Moving on, if you thought the insanity of Klaus Schwab would be over when he was dead, now his daughter is saying that there are permanent climate lockdowns coming, whether you like it or not. If that happens, then it's time to leave to a country that stops this. Andrew Tate moved to Sweden during COVID, because it wasn't locked down. and I'm pretty sure there'll be plenty of places around the world where you'll be free to travel about. Number 25 in this week's last one is how adult films set up unrealistic expectations that a plumber is going to show up when he's called. In this day and age, with a shortage of tradesmen, you'd think that plumbers would be respected just the way the rock stars are, or maybe even doctors as their pay starts to approach their levels. But plumbers that make tons of money that women ignore show you that most women only care about money if it still comes with some form of status. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Give this video a thumbs up to help it reach more viewers. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel. Also remember, I make these videos for free, so donate what you can at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below for more content like this. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.